The problem is there, Barry, that the sewage pumping station is not functioning, and the sewage, raw sewage, is just overflowing and running into streams and into fields, and there's no secure provisions taking place for kids running that can play in the raw foul sewage that's overflowing out of the tank.
And it's a serious problem, as you've highlighted today. The council aren't giving you the answers, or aren't giving you the answers that you'd like.
No, well, contacting the council directly before and yesterday in relation to it, they're just telling me that it won't be for another 4 or 5 months as that anything's going to be done, because they're sending it out for design, and they're to wait for a design and all come back before they can do anything about it. But that's not acceptable. Like, if there was anybody else, any particular individual of the public that was in breach of environmental laws like this, I can assure you that there'd be a lot stronger actions being taken, and I'm calling on the council to act on it immediately, because the residents have contacted me from the Glenrue estate in relation to it, and you can't blame them for being up in arms because of the foul pollution that's taking place up there.
Now, you're only new to the council. Do you feel almost powerless when you're being told that there's going to be a 6 month wait?
Well, I suppose powerless is a strong word to use, but at the same time, you feel like there sometimes you're banging your head against a brick wall, because, like, I've contacted the council and rang in, and they're telling me that's going to be 4 or 5 months. I took an opportunity here today to raise the meeting, which we're summoned to attend these meetings, and when I wanted to raise this issue and highlight the urgency of it, I was told by the chairman, Councillor John Campbell, that it's not on the agenda and can't be discussed. And I think that there's no point in us attending meetings. I know that there's an agenda in place, but at the same time, when there's emergency cases like this, somebody has to speak up for the people of the area and the residents involved.